LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously, I'm 24.
Is she real?
Mr. President.
David is wondering why I want him to fire Wayne.
Wayne and I became involved.
He had an affair. I think you'd agree, David. You wouldn't be where you are without my support over the years. I've never asked you for anything in return. But I'm asking you now. Fire Wayne.
Sorry, Alan, I can't do that.
And you know me well enough not to be surprised if there are repercussions.
I was with the Salazar brothers in Mexico. His transponder signal stopped working. We're doing everything we can to reestablish contact. I tell the Delta units to hold their position until I get back to you. Kim, do you know how to do a frequency scan?
Yeah.
We're trying to pick up your father's transponder signal. Michelle's already begun the scan. Coordinate with her.
I have a message from Jack. The virus that they're going to buy, Jack is going to take it from them.
Jack promised to get me and my family out of here if I help you.
Then help me.
There's been a complication. Another buyer's interested in the virus. We'll hold an auction, and the virus will go to the highest bidder. Your bid is $225 million. Ours is $240. Nino, you win.
You're of no use to us anymore! You failed!
Ramon, don't do this! 5 hours ago, you were in an American prison, and now you're free because I broke you out! We can get the virus!
How'd you get the virus?
The woman, Nina. If I fail, you get to kill me, fine. But if I succeed, the deal will go forward. We'll be back on track. We'll all get paid.
The following takes place between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, Carlos Bernard as Tony Almeida, James Badge Dale as Chase Edmonds, and Dennis Haysbert as President Palmer. Created by Joel Surnow and Robert Cochran, voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency.
How many more are coming, huh? Are they Americanos or Federales or both?
Eduardo tortures Chase with an electric cattle prod, but a bruised and bloody Chase reveals nothing. Meanwhile, at CTU, Tony gathers together the team to locate Jack.
So where are we on this?
Jack's last known position is here. NSA says they might be able to reposition a satellite, but it's going to take at least two orbits to get it over the area.
Nah, it'll be too late. Sporadic satellite coverage is probably why the settlers of the virus chose that place to meet.
Gael's cell phone.
It's Hector. Thread the call through our system before he answered. I want to trace this on all the networks. Remember, can need an explanation. They haven't heard from me in over 2 hours.
Set.
Ortega.
Hey, what's going on? We're trying to reach you.
I was at division with the bureau chief. Couldn't talk.
Is there a problem?
No, I'm back at CTU now.
Nobody suspects you are working with us.
If they did, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
All right, listen. We have a problem. The seller double-crossed us. He brought in a second bidder.
Second bidder?
Yes, some woman named Nina Myers. Amador held an auction. We lost.
So you don't have the virus?
No.
What do you want me to do?
Bauer says he knows this woman, Nina. We're going to try to get it through her. Hold on.
Gael, it's Jack.
Jack?
Look, I'm going to give you a number to a cell phone that Michael Amador has been using for the last few hours. I want you to ping it until you can get his location. Number's 011-5255-3224-0135.
Got it. Hey, are you all right?
Yeah. Get back to me on this number as soon as you've got his location.
One more thing. Bauer's partner showed up.
You have him?
Yes, we have him.
Alive?
Yes, for now. Is he working alone or does he have backup?
Chase Edmonds is in field ops. I don't have access to their mandate.
You get access, okay? What are we paying you for?
If I try, it might blow my cover. Best bet is to keep Edmonds alive until we find out.
All right. Track Amador.
Do you have a location on Jack?
Here. About 4 miles from our last contact point.
All right. Tell the Delta units to adjust their positions and wait for further orders. Run a passive triangulation on Amador's phone.
Got it.
10:05. Tony walks over to Kim at her desk.
Kim. We found your father. He's undercover with the Salazars. He's fine.
Thank God. What about Chase?
He's been captured.
Captured? Is he okay?
He's alive. They're holding him.
What do you mean by holding him?
My guess is they're interrogating him. Once we get the virus, we'll go in for Chase.
Thank you for not keeping this from me.
Sure.
Do you need anything else?
No. Just making sure you're okay.
I'm fine. Thank you. Did you tell her?
About Chase? Yeah.
But not about Nina?
No. She doesn't even know about that now.
End of part one.
Jack, how long will it take to trace Amador's phone?
If everything goes right, 10 minutes.
I'm going to call our client. Tell them there's been a delay.
I'll see if they're getting anywhere with his partner.
Good. Let's go.
Hector.
Sergio.
What are you doing here?
My sister says we're going. She's taking me and my father away from here.
Did she say when this would happen?
Soon. But I don't want to leave you, Hector.
I would never let that happen. Okay, now. You go back to bed. But don't tell your sister anything about this, okay? And I'll make sure everything works out. Okay?
You'll talk to her?
Yes, I'll talk to her. Okay? Come on.
Jack joins Claudia, who's making coffee in the kitchen. Sergio watches from behind a curtain as Hector confronts Claudia in the kitchen.
Are you planning on going somewhere?
What do you mean?
Don't play games with your woman.
Don't play games with me. What are you talking about?
Sergio tells me he was packing a bag to go away. What's so funny?
He was being bad. Something he picked up from you, I think. I told him I was taking him away from here. I was just trying to keep him in line.
That's all. Just trying to keep him in line.
He said he wanted a gun like yours. I said no. He got nasty, so I scared some sense into him.
Hector looks deep into her eyes and scans her face for lying. Finally, he smiles.
He's a good boy. Don't scare.
Don't encourage him to play with guns.
As Hector leaves, she looks to Jack and breathes a huge sigh of relief. For now.
Jack!
Yeah?
Go!
Claudia throws an accusative glance at Sergio, who retreats behind the curtains, and closes her eyes with fear and dread at what might have been. 10:09, Chappelle pays Tony a visit.
Adam says we're back in touch with Jack.
Yeah, we just heard from him.
How close are we to the virus?
We have the phone number of the seller, Michael Amador. We're running a passive triangulation right now.
Then what?
We pass the location of Amador on to Jack and let Jack call the shots.
All right, I'll bring Division up to speed.
Ryan, there's one more thing. We just found out that there's another player in the deal.
Who is it?
Nina Myers.
I thought we had her restricted to North Africa after the president gave her exiled immunity.
We did. Apparently she slipped out. Jack's trying to get her to help him.
Help him? She killed his wife. That's a hard sell.
I don't know the details.
Does Kim know about it?
No. I'd like to keep it that way for now.
Keep me updated.
As Ryan sweeps out of Tony's office, Michelle crawls slowly and guiltily up the metal stairs. She swallows her pride and with her head bowed in self-blame, taps through his door, closing it purposefully and carefully behind her. She pauses a moment, as if their relationship depended upon the next.
I owe you an apology.
You don't. Look, if you thought I wasn't fit to do my job, then you had a duty to report it. But you should know that I would never risk the effectiveness of this unit just to prove how tough I am.
I know that. I just felt that...
I know what you felt. You made that perfectly clear. Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. We need Michelle downstairs, please.
Yeah, right.
They stare at each other, neither willing to say anything more. Without the satisfaction of a resolution, Michelle reluctantly leaves. 10:11. Chloe receives an urgent phone call.
What? What do you mean you have to go? Sarah, I'm in the middle of a crisis here. I can't just get up and leave. Where are you now? Oh, for God's sake. All right. Okay.
Hector checks up on Chase, just as one of his men smacks Chase in the stomach with a fence post. Hector takes out a flick knife and cuts Chase from a rope that hangs from a rafter. They drag him to the wall and pin him against it. Hector grabs one of his arms.
CTU doesn't have your travel plans in their records. Did you come down here by yourself? Tell me, this will all be over. Did you come down here by yourself?
Hector takes out his gun and shoots Chase through the palm of his hand.
Keep at it. If he doesn't crack soon, use gasoline.
Eduardo drags Chase into the center of the room and dumps him in the dust. 10:17, Palmer's office.
Are all the agencies up to speed on this?
Yes, they're coordinating with the military to put a net around the virus.
What about the Mexican government?
Full cooperation. They've given us a free hand.
Mr. President, may I please have a word?
Thank you, Jerry.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Jerry. I just got off the phone with Sullivan. He's pulling his vote.
How many senators have we lost?
Three, all proteges of Milligan's. David, I'm sorry, but unless Milligan calls off his dogs, we're not going to get health care passed.
He's sabotaging a bill that can benefit millions of people.
And what he's doing is showing you that not only did he have the power to help start your political career, but he also has the power to put an end to it. David, you can't afford to lose this debate and fail at getting the most important legislation of your presidency through. We'd be handing Keeler this election.
We haven't lost the Senate vote yet.
We will. Unless you give in to his demands and fire me, we will. David, you don't have a choice here.
I told you before, that's not an option.
Listen. I know you want to do the right thing by me. But I'm the one who made this mistake. My affair with Milligan's wife was stupid and wrong.
Yes, it was. But what he's trying to do is worse. For personal revenge, he's willing to kill a piece of legislation that's good for this country. And we can't let that happen. There has to be a way to get to him. Yes.
I have Senator Hayes for you, sir.
Senator.
Mr. President.
No, push them all off the stacks. I'll be back up in a minute. No, just what I said. Learn to follow instructions, Justin.
10:19. Chloe stomps out into the car park to meet Sarah, who waits in her car.
I have every right to be angry with you.
I'm sorry, but I told you it's a family emergency.
Well, there are two family emergencies now, aren't there?
Hi, baby girl.
Another 2 years is less important, don't you think?
Not to me, it's not.
Your job is in serious jeopardy.
Whatever.
She collects the baby and stomps back in. Back in Mexico.
Actor, what did you learn from Edmonds?
He can take a bullet through the hand without saying anything useful.
Hector hands his cell phone to Jack.
Gael?
Yeah, we're tracking Amador. He's 7 miles north of Palo Verde, moving west on the rural highway. Any idea where he's going?
No. Just get back to me as soon as he stopped. They've located Amador. He's on a highway 7 miles north of Palo Verde, moving west.
Must be Highway 14. We should get moving. We can't let him get too far ahead.
Okay, get everyone ready.
No, you can't ambush Amador unless you're absolutely certain that he's got the virus with him.
What are you saying we should do?
Let him lead us to Nina. When we're sure that they've got the virus, then we go in, but not with an army of men. You have to let me go in alone.
You are not going anywhere alone. I'm not letting you out of my sight. We go together.
Okay.
Hector, you're better off here. And make sure that everyone is ready, just in case. Jack.
Give me the phone.
You're driving.
10:21. Put in his place, Hector squirms but accepts his brother's command. Claudia checks on Sergio.
Still not asleep? It's okay, Sergio.
As Sergio settles back to sleep, she peeks through the curtains that cover the doorway to his bedroom and watches as Hector slumps into an armchair and rubs his weary head. She seizes her chance, grabs her suede jacket and creeps silently out of a side door. She carefully peers round the corner of the farmhouse, just as Ramon jumps into a four-track and Jack drives them both away. Next to a pickup truck, her father watches as they go. She dashes across the dirt yard to meet him.
Papa.
What did they want with that man?
I don't know, but at least he's still alive. Get everything ready. We're leaving. Ramon's gone. Hector's resting. This is our best chance.
No, we can't.
Please don't argue. I need you to help me.
What do you want me to do?
Do something to the truck so they can't follow us. Pull wires, whatever. Then get Sergio ready and keep him quiet. Put him in the truck and wait for me.
What are you to do?
What I have to. Now go.
Be careful.
Claudia shows him a carving knife. And as her father disables the remaining four tracks, she strides off towards the outhouse where Chase is captive. A guard stands watch by the fence. The guard puts down his gun and rifles through his pockets. As he turns his back, Claudia grabs the gun and smacks him on the back of the head. Then again with a butt. She takes his jacket from the fence and drags his doll-like body into the shadows. (Clears throat) 10:23. End of part two. Part 3, 10:28. Wayne swaggers into a candlelit cocktail lounge. On the other side of a table, surrounded by immaculate cutlery, waits a lone, foxy figure. Julia Milliken.
Julia. It's been a long time.
Hi.
Thanks for meeting me.
Guess you're here because my husband is trying to force the president to fire you.
Yeah, well, there's much more at stake here than just my job, you know. It's about my brother being able to run his administration the way that he sees fit. Now, it's not fair to the people of this country that the president be extorted.
I do love it when you get all noble.
Julia.
What am I supposed to do? All this is out of my control.
No, it's not. It's not, and I think you know that. Everybody thinks Alan dominates you. The truth is he needs you. You know that. Tell him you'll leave him if he doesn't back off.
He'd never believe me.
Make him believe you.
I miss you.
She wraps his hand with both of hers.
Do you miss me?
Oh, what difference would it make?
It could make a lot of difference.
She caresses his bearded chin and kisses him.
Julia, stop it. We can't.
Do you think of me?
Don't do this.
It's a simple question. Do you think about me?
Yes. Yes, I think about you. But it doesn't mean anything.
I think about you. And it does mean something.
I didn't come here for this.
You came here because you wanted something. I want something, too. I like being Mrs. Alan Millikan. But that does not have to have anything to do with you and me. Come back to me. That's what I want in return. It worked once. It can work again.
It never worked. Not for me.
I'm afraid I can't help you.
Her mind made up, Julia walked swiftly and coldly away. 10:31, Eduardo douses Chase's wounded hand in petrol.
Talk to me, you bastard.
What you don't understand? What you don't understand? If you don't talk, Hector will take it out on me. Talk to me!
Eduardo, back off. Hector thinks he might talk to me.
Lo que sea.
Claudia crouches before Chase and secretly hands him the knife as she speaks.
Tell these men what they want to know and your suffering will end. You won't be killed, I swear.
Why should I believe you?
Because if you don't, they'll burn you alive. He's a stubborn one, isn't he?
We can handle him.
Claudia throws the bucket of petrol in Enwado's face. Chase lunges at him, brings him to the floor, and stabs him with a knife.
Check his pocket! Got a phone! There's a gun on the table.
Claudia waits with a gun and the cell phone as Chase pours more petrol on the wound and reaches for a white-hot iron.
What are you doing?
I gotta stop the bleeding. I could die.
He pulls the iron from the fire and cauterizes the wound. Smoking flesh putrefies the air. He snatches a handkerchief from Eduardo's pocket and wraps the hand with a makeshift bandage.
Come on. We have to go.
You need a gun.
Claudia helps Chase out to the waiting pickup truck. Meanwhile, her father bundles a sleepy Sergio onto the front seat.
Stay down, Sergio. Stay down.
What's going on?
Everything's
going
to be fine. Come on. Come on. Let's go.
10:33. They lift Chase onto the back of the pickup, and Claudia takes cover beside him.
Hurry, hurry! Get down, get down!
What? Hector wants me to pick up something for him.
What?
It's none of your business.
The man takes out his gun and investigates. Chase preempts him and shoots both of the gunmen in the head. Hector immediately jumps into action and fires after the four-track, while shouting orders at the remaining men of the farmhouse. The pickup reverses and then speeds onto the main track. Chase fires furiously back towards the house as he lies exposed in the back.
What's happening?
It's okay, sir. He'll stay down.
Hector looks on completely powerless as the pickup races through the dust and out of sight. Hector rushes over to his four-track and leaps into the driving seat, only to find ignition wires ripped out from the steering column. The pickup powers its way to safety.
Thank you. Thank you.
But Claudia doesn't move. He pushes back the ringlets of her hair, and thick blood trickles from a bullet wound in her forehead. He lays back in exhaustion and glances at the driving father, ignorant of his daughter's death. 10:40. And Chloe frets over her own daughter, who lies gurgling behind the desk.
Chloe. Are Delta teams in position yet?
Yes, they're in the area. As soon as we give them the okay, they'll go in to pick up Chase.
All right. Make sure everyone knows this is subordinate to obtaining the virus.
Yeah, it's in the brief.
And once we have Chase, link in division, district, and someone from the Attorney General's office. A lot of people want answers from him.
Chloe masks her with her body.
What was that?
Nothing.
Is this your child?
Yes, and she hasn't been interfering with my work. Technically, there's no specific rule preventing me from bringing
her
to
work. There's no specific rule because it's common sense. Now get rid of it.
If I could, I would. Unfortunately, my babysitter hit me with some very unprofessional behavior.
I want the baby out of here, Chloe. Now. Or find someone else to do your job.
Parents are a protected group, Mr. Chappelle. This is not fair.
Chappelle shakes his head as he leaves, and Chloe sits down in a huff.
Amador stopped by 200 yards up a dirt road that intersects with Highway 14, about 2 miles west of Rancho Guadalupe.
Okay, good work. We'll find it. Gael said Amador stopped about half a mile up the road.
So what do we do?
Well, Nina's either with him now or she will be any minute. We've got to find a way to isolate her.
10:41. Jack and Salazar pull up short of the old abandoned church and hide the four-track behind some bushes. A car passes them by, but it's too dark to make out any faces.
Let me see the night's gone.
He spots Amador and Nina, then counts the henchmen.
Not letting you out of my sight.
Ramon, I am trained to do this. If I go in myself, I might succeed. If we go in together, both of us will get killed.
How long?
As long as it takes. Look, you're gonna have to start trusting me. I want this money just as bad as you do.
I trust you when we have the virus.
Then let me make that happen. I promise you, I can make her work with us. You can watch me through the night scope. As soon as you see that I've entered the building safely, I want you to go back to the main road. Just in case Amador tries to mobilize his resources outside this perimeter, we've got to be ready. Okay?
All right. Go.
Jack sidles out of the car and stealthily makes his way towards the abandoned church. Salazar finds a good observation position by the bonnet and tracks Jack with a night sight. In the middle distance, Amador orders his goons to be on the lookout, then disappears inside. Suddenly, a car roars up the road, forcing Jack to somersault into the scrub and take cover behind a sandbank. He pulls his jacket over him, and as the jeep rolls by, they notice nothing. Jack crawls up to the church wall, watched closely by Ramon, and creeps along a shadowy portico, only yards away from the mass of Amador's armed men. Jack hides behind a pillar, chooses his moment, then darts across the open to the next pillar. A Ukrainian guard stands nearby, his back to the church. Ramon scuttles closer to get a better look. Jack again braves the gap between pillars. This time, the guard suspects something and decides to investigate, his gun at the ready. He points his gun into the gloom, but no one is there, and so returns to his comrades, busy by the jeeps. In the shadows, on the portico roof, Jack lies in hiding, right next to a glass window that looks into the main body of the abandoned church.
Funds are ready to be transferred. When do I get the virus?
I'll call you with the location in half an hour. You'll transfer 50% of the funds then, as agreed.
I don't like jumping through all these hoops.
The hoops are here to protect us, Nina. Just wait here for my call.
Go, go. 10:45. Amador leaves in great haste with two of the jeeps. Jack makes a dash along the portico, but this time is caught in the open by the vigilant guard.
Breathe. Take it easy. Take it easy, I'm unarmed. The Salazars, they just wanted me to set up a meeting with your employer. Enough!
Jack lays into the guard, and in the effort to capture his gun, a shot rings out. Nina is alerted. She packs up her briefcase, arms her pistol, and runs for the exit. Two more guards go after Jack, who hides behind their comrade as a body shield. He shoots them both dead, then goes after Nina. He takes up position by the church door and waits for her to emerge. He shoots her accomplice dead, and she stops.
Don't move! Drop the gun. Get back in the church.
Caught, she forcibly obliges and carries her briefcase back inside.
Take a seat. Don't worry. If I wanted to kill you, you'd be dead by now. Put the briefcase down.
Distracted by the surviving guard, Nina slogs Jack in the jaw with a briefcase and knocks him out cold. 10:47. End of part 3. 10:51. Adam hurtles up the stairs to Tony's office.
Tony, it's Chase. He just called in. It's Versus call. Chase, where are you?
Trucker in, broke down.
As far as I can tell, we're about 15 miles east of Salazar's base camp. You should be able to lock onto the cell. All right, look, we got Delta teams in the area. We'll send a chopper as soon as we triangulate. What about Jack?
You went with Ramon Salazar to find Amador and the virus.
How long ago?
About half an hour.
Tony, can you tell the chopper I'm bringing two people out with me? And the body of the woman who helped me escape. Who was she?
Claudia.
Dr. Salazar's girlfriend. I've got her father and her brother.
Got him. There's a Delta team less than 10 minutes away.
All right, can you hang tight for 10?
I don't know. Just get them here.
Just sit tight. They're on their way.
Can you tell Kim then?
Tell her I'll call her when I'm on safe ground.
Yeah, you got it.
In the back of the pickup, Claudia's father weeps over her body. Her young brother's innocent eyes watch uncomprehending from the front seat.
Porque Dios, porque?
10:53. Jack is handcuffed to a chair.
So, Jack, you didn't come here to kill me. Why are you here?
I need to talk to you alone.
That's not going to happen.
The injured guard gawps back.
How much is your buyer paying you?
$2 million, once I deliver the virus.
The Salazars are willing to pay you a lot more.
How much more?
What is this?
Shut up.
This guy shouldn't be breathing.
I'm handling it. How much more, Jack?
At least 10 times more than what you're getting paid right now.
Really? That's a pretty great deal. Except what happens when my buyer doesn't get his virus? You know he's just gonna hunt me down and kill me.
You know, with that kind of money, you could disappear and never be found.
Yeah, and what about you?
The Salazars are paying me enough money to do whatever I want for the rest of my life.
I don't believe you, Jack. I think you're still working for CTU.
Well, you're wrong.
Come on, Jack. You're not the type of guy to sell out. You do anything for your country.
There was a time when that was true. What did it ever get me? I lost everything. When I went undercover with the Salazars, I had to give them my soul. When I brought Ramon Salazar in, what was waiting for me? No one. Nothing.
What about Kim?
She never forgave me for what happened to her mother. I want to give her most of the money, help her try and get through everything that's happened.
Okay, so say you are working alone. I killed your wife. What's going to keep you from killing me the first chance you get?
I don't have a choice. I broke Ramon Salazar out of an American prison. I can never go back there again. This is my one shot at a big score. After that, I swear to you, I just want to disappear.
We've wasted enough time, Nina. You kill him, or I'm calling in.
Fair enough.
She unholsters a pistol from her tight leather pants and prods it into Jack's forehead, savoring the long, sadistic moment. Then turns to shoot the guard instead.
What are you up to, Jack?
Ten:56, and Wayne stalks the corridor of power as if he'd lost the right to be there, floating sheepishly into Palmer's office.
See if she would help us with Alan.
Palmer carries on writing.
And?
She said no. Listen, I've been thinking, and you don't have an alternative here, David. This is my mess. I'll take the heat. Let me resign.
I may ask you to when this is over. But it won't be because Milliken is forcing my hand. Wayne. I've been doing some thinking, too. And there is an alternative. If Milliken wants to play dirty, we have to lower ourselves to his level.
We're doing what?
Give me a moment.
A defeated Wayne skulks out of the room like a schoolboy from the headmaster's office as Palmer reconsiders his options. He weighs up the fallout in his mind and finally decides to phone.
Hello?
Sherry?
David? David, what's wrong?
I need your help.
All right, I'm listening.
I'm downtown. I need to see you tonight.
Tell me more.
I can't say much over the phone. It's about Alan Milliken.
Fine.
I'll send a car.
As Palmer sits back to reflect upon his leap from the moral high ground, Ramon jumps back into the comfort of the four-track, unable to witness events inside the church. A Delta Team helicopter finally arrives to rescue Chase and Claudia's family, as Kim waits at CTU for word of his safety. Meanwhile, her mother's killer, Nina Myers, closes the flip-top to her cell phone and turns a curious, lascivious eye to Jack, who sits handcuffed in a chair.
You really did break Salazar out of prison.
I'm not the man you knew before.
I don't know about that. But $20 million, I'm gonna keep an open mind.
She runs her hands up his thighs.
So, Jack, if we're gonna go forward with this, I have to know one thing. Are you gonna be able to forgive me for killing Terry?
If I wanted revenge, Nina, I would have killed you already. You know that. It's like I said, all I want to do is finish this deal and disappear for good.
Kneeling between his legs, her hands warm on his thighs, she scrutinizes his expert face, piercing his eyes with her searching gaze. Jack stares coolly back.
Convince me.
History grates at his conscience a moment. She inches forward. And they kiss. 11 p.m. The end.